Namaste, Vanakkam, Namaskaram, Pranam, Namushkar, and good afternoon to all of you, H-Town. You are now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m., authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song, Rahula, and we are celebrating 20 years of live show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. You can also listen to us online, masalaradio.com or 24/7 online radio sanatanhinducenter.org. And with me today we have Sri Jitaraji and Rakesh Bhai. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste everyone.
And like every Sunday, we'll be with you till 2 p.m. today. Have very interesting things lined up for you. Exciting Q time, Bhagavad Gita, Meenakshi Temple segment, and we also dedicate our program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, but it's a way of life. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is 4H, Hindus, Hindutva, Hinduism, and Hindustan. So you'll be hearing all about these four H's for next 2 hours. And beautiful, beautiful melodious songs too. And today is February 7th. And Tithi is Chaturdasi till 10:50 a.m. That means it's already over. And Nakshatra is Shravana. That's a beautiful Nakshatra. And if you're planning to fast on Ekadasi, next Ekadasi is on Feb 18th and it's called Jaya Ekadasi. Tithi begins on 17th Feb at 10:36 p.m. It ends on Feb 18th, 10:03 a.m. So the Ekadasi is on February 18th and Parana time, which is how you break the time where when you break your fast. That'll be on February 18th between 7:09 and 9:15 a.m. And on Parana day, Dwadashi end moment is 9:56 a.m. So today's inspirational thoughts, I got it for you all from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Stay tuned. So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 2, 4th Brahmana says, sage Yajnavalkya actually says to his wives Maitreyi and Katyayini, he says, I'm leaving all these wealths and retiring now as I enter 4th stage of my life, the last stage of my life. So, usually in olden days, when people used to enter old age, they used to renounce and take a life of an ascetic. So his wife, Maitreyi, immediately asks him a question. I understand that you want to leave us with all these wealths for our happiness and comforts so we can have a happy life. But is it possible to be happy through property? So she wonders and she asks, she puts that question to her husband, Yajnavalkya. So sage Yajnavalkya immediately says, no. Maitri asks him, then why are you giving me this property? Now tell me what makes me happy forever. Think, guys, what did Yajnavalkya might have answered? So you can check out some of the answers which Sage gave to his wife Maitri at our FB page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, tomorrow. We'll come back next week on what Yajnavalkya says. Till then, keep thinking, stay tuned, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. And we will be here till 2 p.m. today. And Sri, the fortune Rahula, what do you have for us lined up today?
Namaste, Geeta ji, and namaste, all Masala Radio listeners and new Voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. Hey, today is Super Bowl 50. So we have a riddle for you. If you're a fan of Super Bowl, you can think and tell us, like, you know, what we are riddling you about. The new Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Whoever you are, Indian, Indo-American, or citizen of the world, we will try and connect with you. In the first 60 minutes, that's the next 60 minutes, your host, Geeta the Song Rahula, will connect with young Hindu listeners and take you on a young quest of Hinduism. In EnQuest, you will experience lively Bhagavad Gita. And today we have a iSchool guest. She is Tompkins iSchool student. At 12:10 and at 12:25, the Dhruv Tara Super Bowl 50 riddle. You have to call an unriddle to win an e-gift card. We're going to give away three $10 gift cards today to commemorate the Super Bowl and Hinduism together. So be ready and stay tuned. It is sponsored by Ashirwad Vedic Fair. The fifth chapter of Vedic Fair to celebrate India will be happening shortly in Greater Houston area. Hinduism Basics at 12:40, followed by Hinduism in US and prayer online. Call or email and let us know how we can pray for you. If you want, we can keep your name anonymous. Otherwise, we'll pray for all. In the second 60 minutes, your host, Tara the Star Nursman, will engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Get updated on what's going on at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston Happenings, brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. And In Quest of Hinduism.
And today's topic is?
Vasant Panchami. Very interesting topic.
Very festive topic.
Very festive topic. And right along the show, enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs. All listeners, this is new energy, new experience on Hinduism. Stay with us. You're about to enter no conflict zone.
Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Here I have a beautiful Mirabai Bhajan sang, Shreya Ghoshal sang this song. It's really, really beautiful. And I'm going to play that song for you. It says, Mara Re Giridhar Gopal Dusaro Na Koi. It's a really, really beautiful song. It was originally sung by Lata Mangeshkarji. The same song is by Shreya Ghoshal. Coming up next after this song is Bhagavad Gita. Antara She says only Giridhar Gopal is hers and nobody else. She went around the world and around the world, but she could never find anybody except Giridhar Gopal is only hers. And next, moving on to our Bhagavad Gita segment. And after Bhagavad Gita is Cue Time with Sri the Fortune Raveler. You can win an instant gift card for your correct answer. Today he has an interesting riddle for us. And if you like our program or have any comments, let us know by emailing us on hinduismradio@gmail.com. Yes, if you're tuning in for the first time, every Sunday we meet on 11:10 a.m. about a little after 12 p.m. and explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and learning the meaning from the commentaries by Adi Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya. And I'm your host, Geeta Rawala, on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and now discussing about Bhagavad Gita. It literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra. Krishna reveals to Arjuna the essence of Vedic knowledge, or you can call it as self-knowledge that benefits every individual of all faiths, irrespective of which faith you belong or you don't belong to any faith. You can listen and learn from Bhagavad Gita. So today we'll further explore from shlokas from chapter 2. Now let's invoke our acharyas by chanting the some shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and offer respects to our gurus, acharyas, as well as Krishna. Shuklam Bharadharam Vishnum Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Thyayet Sarva Vighnopasantaye Yasyadvirada Vaktratyah Parishatyah Parasatam Vighnam Nighranti Satatam Vishwaksinam Tamasraye Vyasam Vasishthanaptaram Sekte Pautramakalmasam Parasaratmajam Vande Sukatatam Taponidhim Samyam Nyaya Kalapena Mahata Bharatena Cha Upabrumhita Vedaya Namo Vyasaya Vishnave. Let's invoke our beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punyasravana Kirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnaya Devendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogine Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedine. Now, let's a little go back what we had last week, what we discussed about Bhagavad Gita shlokas, what Krishna said to Arjun. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. Second chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. Last week we discussed 11th shloka. Last week we went about 13th and 14th shlokas, where actually Krishna basically said, hey Arjun, you're sounding like an intelligent man, but yet you're sounding foolish. Why? You're grieving for things that should not be grieved, because soul is eternal. The life source is eternal. Last week, 13, 14 and shlokas, Lord Krishna explained how we can relate the life is unchanging. He gave an example that just life in you is unchanged from your childhood to youth to old age. Even though your body looks different in different stages of life, just like that, your life is unchanged when it passes from one body to another. In 14th shloka, he explains that the experience of objects through our senses will give rise to feelings of pleasure and pain. Always develop tolerance for these opposites. So in 15th shloka, he tells us what are the benefits of developing tolerance. So he says that this is the only criteria. This is the criteria and eligibility for salvation. So, and he's basically hinting, Arjun, my friend, you don't seem to have that criteria. You are ineligible for moksha or liberation. So Krishna has already stated in the previous verses that Atma or soul or Jiva or life source is in us, is eternal. It's always there, was there and will be there. Basically, there is nothing such as death for soul or Atma. So in the next shloka, he goes about explaining in detail about the characteristics of Atma or Jiva. He says in 17th shloka that nothing can destroy the Atma, the indweller of your body. In 18th shloka, he says your body is perishable, but the indweller of your body, that is Atma, the soul, is eternal. In 20th shloka, he says soul is never born, na jayate. He says never dies, na mriyate, at any time. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. He says there is no chance to say it was born, nayam bhutva, or shall be born, or again any other time. So this soul is unborn, it is ajaha, it is nityaha, it is eternal, it is sasvataha, it is permanent, and it is puranaha, it is oldest, and it can never be killed, even if your body is being killed. So let's today explore. So he's basically giving the characteristics of soul and he further gives examples why it is so. So in chapter 2, shloka 22nd today, we will explore that. He says, వాసాంసి జీర్ణాని యథావిహాయ నవాని గృహ్ణాతి నరోపరాని తథా శరీరాని విహాయ జీర్ణాని నయాని సంయాతి నవాని దేహీ. సో ఆదిశంకరాచార్య టెల్స్ ఇంటర్ప్రిట్స్ ద శ్లోక యాజ్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అ మ్యాన్ క్యాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది క్లోత్స్ దట్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ వోన్ అవుట్ అండ్ పుట్స్ ఆన్ అదర్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ న్యూ, ఇన్ ద సేమ్ మ్యానర్ లైక్ ద మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్, మ్యాన్ మీన్స్ పురుష, ఇస్ ఆల్సో నోన్ యాజ్ ఉమెన్ ఆర్ ఎనీ జీవ, ఎనీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, ఓకే, ద ఎంబాడీడ్ సెల్ఫ్ అబాండన్స్ ఓల్డ్ బాడీస్ అండ్ వితౌట్ అండర్గోయింగ్ ఎనీ చేంజ్ ఎంటర్స్ అదర్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ న్యూ. సో బేసికలీ ది ఆత్మా ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ ఓల్డ్ గోస్ ఫర్ షాపింగ్ ఫర్ అ న్యూ బాడీ. జస్ట్ యూ గో షాపింగ్ ఫర్ న్యూ క్లోత్స్, యు నో వెన్ యూ ఓల్డ్ క్లోత్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ యు నో వోన్ అవుట్, సో ఆత్మా గెట్స్ ద న్యూ క్లోత్స్ దట్ ఈస్ న్యూ బాడీ. So that is the journey of the Atma and it's been there forever and it's not born, it never dies. So Ramanujacharya says that the scriptures declare that those who have give up their bodies in a righteous war will obtain a more auspicious birth than before. The casting aside of worn out garments and taking the new and beautiful ones can only be a cause of joy, just like wearing a new dress, right? As is generally experienced in this world. Okay, once again Sri Krishna emphasizes for easy understanding. So he gives this example that, and also he emphasizes and confirms that Jiva is indestructible. Now let's take Riya online. She will further explain us about chapter 2 and think shloka 23. Yes, Riya, you're on air. Are you going to chant the shloka and explain the meaning?
Yes.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kvedayam tyapo, naso shayati marutaha.
What does that mean, Riya?
Never the soul can be cut into pieces or by weapons. Never the soul can be burned by fire. Never it can be soaked by water, nor can be dried up by the wind.
Wow, that's right. Yes, and again, Lord Krishna confirms us why the soul is indestructible. Because it can be cut into pieces, it can be by any weapon, no weapon can cut it, or no, it cannot be burned by fire, it cannot be soaked by water, and it also cannot be dried by wind. Thank you, Riya, for joining, and tune in.
Thank you.
Namaste, Riya. Which high school you go to?
Tompkins High School.
Which grade?
Ninth grade.
And tell us, all our listeners, you just love slokas. Okay, thank you very much, Riya. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that's for today, Chapter 2 from Bhagavad Gita, the divine song sung by Lord of Lords Sri Krishna about 6,000 years back. Today, Lord introduced us to more characteristics of our life source, our own life source, our Atma, our indweller of our body. Next week, we'll explore what Lord has to say about our duties, the Dharma, that is, how to handle karma, our actions, and how the behavior of a stable person should be. So before going to our next segment, exciting segment, Q riddle time today with Sri Rahula, let's chant and our closing shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Ekam sastrani, ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani, karma apyekam tasya devasya seva, kayena vacha manasa indriyerva, బుద్ధ్యాత్మనావ ప్రకృతే స్వభావాత్ కరోమి యద్యత్ సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి శ్రీమన్నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి సర్వం శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు ఓం అస్మత్ గురుభ్యో నమః. స్టే ట్యూన్డ్ ఫర్ క్యూ టైమ్. హియర్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ భజన్. యెస్టర్డే Pandit Jasraj ji was in town And we heard him sing this bhajan, and it was so, so, so beautiful. Yes, cue time now. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and I'm your host, Geeta, and here Sriji is going to take us to cue time today.
Namaste, all listeners. You're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. Also online 24/7, sanatanhinducenter.org, or for the next 2 hours, approximately masalaradio.com. Studio hotline to call now, 281-277-6874 or 281-277-MUSIC. New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is brought to you by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Sritaram Foundation, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and numerous supporters with your donations. And today, we're going to commemorate Super Bowl 50. I know some of you are Super Bowl fans. You might be watching today in the evening.
I'm just a Riddle fan.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's going to happen in Santa Clara, California. So that's going to be 2 hours behind us. So what is a riddle? It's a very quick question.
Yes,
so
yes.
The question or the riddle you need to unriddle to win a e-gift card from Ashirvad Vedic Fair. I'm keeping building up the tension. Okay. It goes like this. 5 took 3 waiting for 10.
Again?
5 took 3 waiting for 10.
And number to call is
281-277-6874. And we want to know what those numbers are. What number 5, number 10?
Number
okay.
3.
Just try. Okay.
5 took 10.
3
so
waiting
five
for 10.
5 have taken 10. Oh, sorry, 5
took 3.
3
waiting for
waiting
10.
Waiting for 10.
Yes.
Waiting for 10.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of Super Bowl-ish, right? All the yards you see.
And it's related to...
to Hinduism. Remember,
to Hinduism.
We are the new voice of Sanatan Hinduism.
Okay,
it's
that's interesting.
All about Hinduism.
I think I can guess 10. But okay, I'll wait for my time.
I'm going to put some disclaimers here.
Okay.
Nobody in the studio right now taking guesses, giving away anything. The number to call, 281-277-6874. In the next 2 minutes, we're going to give you more ints. But it's interesting.
Five.
Listen to me. 5 to 3. All the Hindus out there, we are so much enjoy our Hinduism.
Ring
the numbers. 5 to 3. Waiting for 10. This has been taken from a very, very popular, very, very popular stuff. So, but you know, I just made it a riddle.
I've been waiting for 10 from long time, actually.
Yes, me too, me too very much.
So the number to call, listeners, is 281-277-6874. So guess what is 5, what is 3, and what is 10?
I'll take 5 and 10.
5 and 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Just guess 5 and 10.
Okay. Number to call, 281-277-6874. And you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And I'm your host, Geeta, with Shri and Taraji here in the studio. And Rakesh Bhai, our technical support guy, is always silent and smiling. And let's continue listening to this beautiful bhajan. Okay, the question again is, 5 ne, 3 leli. Okay, I'm trying to explain in Hindi. Okay, 5 ne, 3 ko leliya. Kya leliya, malum nahi hai, wo 3 kya hai, wo 5 kya hai. Magar hum to pratiksha kar rahe hai 10 ke liye, 10 ke liye. So 5 ne, it has to be all related. So 5 ne, 3 leli. What is that panch? Wo panch kya hai? Wo teen kya hai? Hum pratiksha kar rahe hai 10 ke liye. Wo 10 kya hai? Kya hai Taraji? What did you say?
Football aur Hinduism ka kya sambandh hai?
Oh, okay.
Wo bhi mere ko puchna padega aap question ke pehle.
Yes.
Theek hai?
Yes.
Five kya hai? Yeah, football mein five kya hai?
The whole inspiration for the riddle is, you know, the 50 number.
50 okay. number.
5
okay.
times 10 is 50.
5 times okay. 10 is 50.
And what we do in football, normally, we run. What mm-hmm. we use? What we use? Feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, uh-huh. That's the relation. 5 took 3, waiting for 10. That's okay. the first int.
Okay.
Okay, where was the feet used in Hinduism popularly?
Oh, my God.
not to take the blessings, guys. That's always there. You know, paucho, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. But where was the Lord used his feet?
Oh, come on, you gave it up now. Okay. You really gave up the hint very clearly. So 5 took 3, waiting for 10.
So 1 minute, hold on, please.
And that's the question for today. 281-277-6874, and you can win an instant e-gift card. Yes, you're on air. You want to answer the question? Namaste.
Yeah, I think 5 is the 5 indriya.
5 indriyas, okay. And 3?
I don't know about the 3 and 10, I don't know. I think 3 may be the sattvagun, rajogun and tamogun.
Okay.
Is this Hasmukh Bhai?
Yeah.
Oh, Hasmukh Bhai. Thanks for calling in and trying. We appreciate your support. 5 indriyas.
5 indriyas, 3 sattvag, rajas and tamogunas. And what is 10? You have the answer for 10?
No, I don't know what 10 is.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for trying, Hasmukh Bhai. And again, listeners, 5 took 3, and we are waiting for 10. We are really anxiously waiting for 10. Number to call is 281-277-6874 and win an instant gift card by participating.
Is this the kind of the count of should I give it away or shall we wait for more callers to think and let us know? Is it connected with somebody called the Avatar, the movie I'm talking about?
No. But you got one keyword. Keep listening. 281-277-6874.
Yeah, one more clue given.
Yes. Thank you, Taraji. Thanks for trying.
Feet.
5 took 3, waiting for 10. See, ring in the same story, number 5 and number 10. And where is number 3 in it? I don't want to know the 3. I'll give away the 3 later. What is 5 and what is 10?
Okay.
It might be what, who, how, where.
Panch, you know. Teen, das.
Yes. Iske we want upar. To keep Hinduism interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Let's invoke Shivji and see if he can help us answer this Q-time riddle by Shriji. 5 took 3, waiting for 10. Number to call is 281-277-6874. And here is Shivji's bhajan. Shivka naam lo. And see, let's see if anybody can answer. Shivji, please help us in answering Q-time riddle. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes, you have the answer to our question?
Yeah. Dus ki baat kar rahe hai na, question mein.
Haan.
So I think dus mein hai ki paanch gyanendriya and paanch karmendriya. So
Achha.
Dus indriya.
Okay. And teen ke baare mein? Teen?
I'm sorry?
Teen bhi hai na? Only 5 and 10 you're answering?
No, she added 5 plus 5 plus 5. 10.
Yes.
आपके नाम क्या है?
अंसा जी.
थैंक्स फॉर कॉलिंग अंसा जी. वी गोना गिव अवे द आंसर. अभी जवाब आने वाला है नेक्स्ट 2 मिनट्स में. एंड प्लीज ईमेल hinduismradio@gmail.com. ओके, इफ यू हैव द राइट आंसर और वी वांट टू सेंड यू द ई गिफ्ट कार्ड फॉर ट्राइंग, वी विल गिव इट टू यू. थैंक्स फॉर कॉलिंग अंसा जी.
थैंक यू.
It's again 5 took 3 and we are waiting for 10. Is today's
riddle. Yes. And then we are ready for the answer. Any takers in the studio?
Let's take one more call and see.
Okay, Taraji is trying.
Let's take one more call. The last call. Looks like Shivji is working. Yes, you're on air. You want to answer the question?
Yeah, Gitaji Rahul ji, namaste.
Namaste. Who is this?
Pramod Modi.
Modi ji, boliye.
Acha, humko do baat karni hai.
Haan.
Sabse pehle aapne Bhagavad Gita ki jo baat ki na.
अच्छा आज आप क्यू टाइम चल रहे हैं, यू हैव द आंसर?
या द फाइव सेंसेस
एंड
दस इंद्रियास,
ओके
और आप जो भगवत गीता की बात कर रहे हैं.
प्रमोद जी अभी क्यू टाइम चल रहा है, वील टेक यू लेटर ऑफलाइन, थैंक्स फॉर कॉलिंग. एंड नाउ द Now we'll open the question to all the hosts in the studio. Tara ji, Rakesh bhai, Divena, Gita ji.
Yes.
Except Sri ji.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, 5 to 3, waiting for 10. Okay. And the clues we gave away, listeners, okay. This is how it worked today. Okay. We gave away feet. We gave away avatar. Okay. Tara ji, entered in a different way. The keyword is avatar. Okay. 5 to 3, waiting for 10.
10 is Kalki avatar. We are waiting for Kalki.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is 5?
Vamana avatar 5.
5 to 3 is 10.
To measure the world.
Good job, guys. Good job. You unriddled me.
Okay. Wow, that was
it's
real.
It's all based on Das Avatar.
Hey, foot ka, feet ka, kya sambandh hai? Aapne aise bhi bata diya ki ye foot hai, 3 foot of football ka hai.
Yes. Yes.
Good, very good thinking, Sridhar.
Oh, thank you very much, Tara ji. Appreciate it. Yeah. It's a very good story, very famous story. Everybody of us keep thinking, but sometimes when we riddle it, okay, it makes us think even more and stays in our mind for a long, long time to come. But we would like to, from Ashirwad Vedic Fair, give away the 3 gift cards to Ashmukh Bhai, Ansa Ji, and Pramod Ji. Please email to hinduismradio@gmail.com just for trying. I know it is hard when I made it so simple in one line. Lot and lot in it.
You know what, Sridhar Ji? What really kind of amazes me? Is people, you know, how deep they are talking about Indriyas,
yeah, exactly,
and all that.
Exactly.
Our feeling for the Hindu,
yes,
Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of all these scholars, yes, who are thinking in,
yes,
those lines and
that's,
calling
that's
back.
That's the whole point of this show.
Yeah,
we
Indriyas,
want to make you
Karma
think,
Indriyas.
Make you participate, share, uh-huh, with us, uh-huh, impart with us, because we are dealing with Hinduism.
Sridharji, I was actually thinking about something completely different.
Okay, please think and tell.
5 Pandav.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Then when 3 people... Ram, Lakshman, and Sita, uh-huh, and took the Dasavatar.
Perfect.
Wow.
You know how how
I was
thinking.
Rakesh Bhai, please email to hinduismradio@gmail.com. You deserve for that thought.
And Sridhar,
it's a very interesting thought.
A thought-provoking subject tha, both interesting tha, aur hamare wajah se aapko bahut bahut shukriya ki aapne itna beautiful.
Yes.
Thing you were thinking out of the box to bring in something very interesting.
Yes. We are in Enquest and we are again once again sharing about Hinduism, the beauty of Hinduism. So we need to think deeper so we can do a good job of giving it away to our next generation.
Yes, and you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and in the studio is Geeta, that's me, Tara Ji, Sridhar Ji, and Rakesh Bhai. And we will be talking about Hinduism basics. And also at 1 o'clock, Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara, the star Narsimhan. And we also have local events coming up. We will be announcing local events. And today's Inquest of Hinduism at 1:30 is Vasant Panchami is the topic. Vasant Panchami is the topic. Stay tuned. And here is one beautiful Ram Bhajan by Jagjit Singh Ji. And this is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Festival in Skeeter Stadium. And this song is brought to you again by Sri Sitaram Foundation. Hey Ram by Jagjit Singh Ji.
Thank you.
Yes, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and this segment is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Festival in Skater Stadium, Sugarland. And Sridharji,
Hinduism basics time. Just keep it simple. How simple we can share with you Hinduism. This is all about that segment.
So what do you have today on Hinduism?
So in Hinduism basics, we'll explore what we need to know, basic concepts or paths or any terms, keywords which we generally use in Hinduism. Sanatan Dharma, also in modern times, that is Kali Yuga, means simply a way of life. And more little technically, is eternal law, beyond human origins. So way beyond when we are born, everything about it. Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs and practices with certain underlying unity. That's what we stress. They all have an unity underneath them. Hinduism does not have a single founder. And its present form, whatever we are hearing about Hinduism, emerged over a vast period of time. That means eons and eons, thousands of years. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world. That is a fact. Today we will explore basic Hinduism concepts. That is, I would like to only touch one concept today. That is karma. You keep hearing karma. We explored Brahman, Bhagwan. Who are we? An individual, the world, according to Hinduism. And also, very interesting reincarnation last week. I'll not go far back. But I'll go forward with karma. What is karma according to Hinduism? It goes like this. Karma implying the result of one's action. Karma implying the result of one action. It might be good or bad. Is linked to the concept reincarnation, that is rebirth. We believe in Hinduism, we believe in reincarnation. The soul has no expiration date. It never dies. Karma determines the family into which one is born and the limitations within which one exists. I repeat, karma determines the family into which one is born and the limitations within which one exists. The implication of the concept are the acceptance of one's status and position in life. One's successes, failures, sorrows and joys. That means everything we do has an effect. It also implies that one controls one's own destiny. That is important. Reincarnation, rebirth, as well as destiny. Okay. Right actions leading to progress in next life. Since you are going to born again. So what you do in this life has an impact on the next one. Alternatively, karma provides the right sphere of influences for individual to progress. That is important. Keywords reincarnation, okay, and then progress.
So, Sridharji, what is karma? Karma means you do something. There are what kind of karma?
It's just an action.
Okay,
basically,
action, so it could be mental, it could be by speech.
Speech.
It could be physical.
Anything you do.
Anything.
That is literally an action.
Three levels of karma.
So,
by you can do
physically.
Yes. Thought itself. So when we say action, it doesn't mean you're doing it physically. A mental action too. Like, you know, how we are thinking about Tara Ji or Geeta Ji, you know, when they're doing the show.
I'm thinking very good about Sridhar Ji. So good karma.
Mental action is not as prominent as the physical action in Kali Yuga. So mental action does bear fruit, but not as much as you do physically.
Yes. Because see, you know, nowadays we talk about words like, let's play it in the mind, don't show it in action.
Yes.
Let's be politically right. But you have going to go through your karma, what it means. Okay, anything you do, you think, karma is happening. That's what it is. And next week, we'll explore more intriguing Hinduism concept, the moksha we all want. Okay, everybody wants, you know,
yeah,
to go there.
And then we need to come back on karma concept, actually, because there are also so many kinds of karmas where you don't have to be bound by karma.
Yes.
So that you can further explore moksha. I mean, further lead to moksha.
You mean how you can make the karma?
Nitya karmas, naimittika karmas. Huh?
All the professors in the studio. This is the elementary school class.
Yes, yes.
Okay, please keep it here with me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
One thing is thought, word, and deed.
Yes.
All that
yes.
includes
yes.
what is the
yes.
action,
yes.
all the three together.
Yes.
Karma, karma, karma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
yes.
many karmas.
Yes.
It's
a very important word in Hinduism.
Yes.
And that as, once you understand it, I think the belief is you basically know life.
Yes, very interesting and also misunderstood concept.
Yes.
So there is so much to explore on karma itself. Talking about karma, I mean, I think we will come back later. Sridharji will take us to first grade.
Yes.
Maybe after
yes.
a few weeks about
this
coming back.
This is all about keeping it simple. It is very simple. And that's what I've shared.
Hinduism 101.
Yes.
Hinduism 101.
Yes.
The segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates the Shara Festival in the month of October. And also Ram Leela, they bring a beautiful Ram Leela to Houston. And Sridharji now is going to talk about Hinduism facts.
And listeners, always remember this beautiful, beautiful show on Hinduism is brought to you by Sanatan Hindu Center. Okay, and now we'll jump on to Hinduism in US. We are trying to keep it relevant to all our next generation, what is happening on the Hinduism front since we are in US of A. So we ran into a very interesting analysis of how our next generation, it's a thought provoking. So stay with us and try to focus on the analysis. We always have our opinions and then we always can discuss it. And then like, you know, we always have our own fundamental beliefs. But I would request all the listeners, since it's an analysis, keep it very simple. And this is how it goes. We earlier Sunday, we shared with you, Hindus in US rose from 0.3% of the population in 2007 to 0.7% in 2014, right? Consensus take few years to compile. So that's the last consensus. Out of that, 77% of Hindus in the US are highly educated, college graduates, okay? And then they're very successful people in many walks of life. So why are you an Hindu? That is the basic question. The analysis says, is the next generation Hindu is trying to find answers with. See, because if you are used to talking with your children, you know that they don't take our answers like, "Amare ma aise bola hai, mera grandmother aise bola hai." That doesn't make any relevance to them, because since they are not connected, okay, or anything you want to say, because you have to remember, they are born and brought up and they are influenced by all the elements over here in the USA. So, because the answer followed, normally, you know, when somebody asks, why are you an Hindu? It's always because I was born an Hindu. It may have been a good answer in its time, okay? The time has passed, you know, that was for us. Because it was simple to say it, you know, my Hindu, aap Hindu hai, so sab Hindu hai, okay? But it will not work for a new generation of Hindu-Americans, ring the tone, Hindu-Americans. Affiliation with the Hindu tradition will not be guaranteed by birth. Since I'm born Hindu, it doesn't necessarily convert into staying Hindu. Okay, and the analysis keeps going. The principal challenge to the religious commitment of a new generation of Hindu Americans is the rejection of a religious worldview or indifference to the religion. Many young Hindus will pursue the finest education, achieve greatest success in their careers. The statistics here is 36% of Hindu families have incomes exceeding 100,000 annually, compared to 19% of the overall population. That means Hindus in America are doing good income-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, live productive and for the most part ethical lives and do all this without any significant commitment to the Hindu tradition. The Hindu tradition will not inform their choice of a profession, a marriage partner, their leisure activities, or their political values. They will not see what religion contributes to the pursuit of their primary life. Goals or even understand themselves as having religious needs. And then it jumps to, we must be clear about the ways in which a Hindu worldview enriches individual human and community life. In order to command our tradition to another generation, we must first answer the question, why I am Hindu? Answering this question is not just a matter of offering the right words, but also embodying what the tradition means for us in the way we live all dimensions of our lives in the world. This is not an easy question to answer, since most of the first generation Indo-Americans are Hindus by birth and do not wrestle in significant ways with alternative choices, religious or non-religious. They are Hindu without feeling the need to know why. A new generation wants to know why. I leave you for today there, listeners. So just think for the next generation when you're trying to explain to them, just merely saying, my Hindu hoon, okay, so aap Hindu rehna chahiye, is not enough. Nor telling them like what our beliefs, like, you know, we are born here, our tradition is that. But, you know, it's more like clearly analyze that, their mind since they're born here, that you need to connect to them what they are facing, you know, how they can enrich. Because they will get our values. But the question is why those they think are human, they don't have to stay Hindu to do that. Thank you very much for listening. You're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism every Sunday live 12 to 2 p.m.
Thank you, Shriji, for your valuable concepts and ideas. And here is a song on Ramji, Apni Sharan Me Lelo Ram. So, humko Hinduism Sharanagati ke bare mein bhi preach karti. Like, you know, that's one big point to be a Hindu, because surrender to Lord. And there are so many concepts like that which will make us progress in our life and balance our life while we are here. And here is a song, and the song is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism hosts offer healing prayers to people who need help. Today we want to offer prayers to everybody, and also one person who is undergoing cancer treatment. We'll keep the name anonymous. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makasid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment.